If you're a fan of good horror films, you know the feeling. The one that creeps up from the pit of your stomach. The one that tells you that someone is about to die. Well, this is one of those precious moments. To find out who, you'll have to tune into the 100th episode of The Midnight Spook Show. Live and Undead, October 26th, 2011. At a special start time, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Pacific. Where? Spookshow.tv/live. That's spookshow.tv/live. Jump into the chat room. If you dare, you won't want to miss it. Otherwise, you yes.
Indie Nation listeners, I am at the Indie Gathering, the 15th annual such event.
Huge.
Big. Way over the top.
Independent Film Festival. And with me is...
I'm Rich Yarber from TwistedSwine.com Productions.
William Alexander of Traveling Light Productions.
Brian Lawler, I'm with Sackstar Studios.
Crazy D from Crazy D's Music Palace TV and Film.
Joanne Harris.
Joel Langer, I'm an actor.
Hi, I'm Noah Cooper. I'm a writer-director.
Chris Gay.
Bob Fadley.
Nan Slocum from Lansing, Michigan. Production manager.
Ed Messina.
Hi, I'm Georgie.
Danny Ryan, and I'm a film score composer.
Taylor Chmerky, writer, director, cinematographer, and editor.
William McGrath.
Hi, I'm Alan Clay. I come from New Zealand.
Hi, I'm Stuart Full James. I'm art director for Butterfly Crush, here from New Zealand.
The Blurry Dude.
Hi, my name is Mitchell Mack.
And I'm Brendan Potter.
Ninja Zombies. Ninja Zombies. Ninja Zombies. Zombies.
And the winners are...
In the feature drama film category, first place, Butterfly Crush.
If you haven't met him, tell them from where.
We've come from New Zealand, and it's a great honor to come to America and to receive an award like this here. Thank you very much.
Indie Nation listeners, Lumpy is here at the Indie Gathering in Westlake, Ohio at the Holiday Inn, which is pretty much book solid for this event. They have three screening rooms. They have demonstrations going on. It's an absolutely phenomenal big independent film event. And with me, I have a few gentlemen that are here. Let them introduce themselves.
Hi, I'm Alan Clay. I come from New Zealand. I'm here with my film Butterfly Crush, which has won the Best Feature Drama Award here at the Indie Gathering. And it's screening today.
And with him is...
Hi, I'm Stuart Full James. I'm art director for Butterfly Crush, here from New Zealand, supporting the Butterfly Crush film showing at the Indie Gathering.
And what was your role in the film, sir?
I was writer, director, and producer, so...
I try to ask the writer, director, producers and all that, which of those roles do you think you're probably most proficient in?
I mean, I've been writing for a good few years. I've been producing for a good few years. It's not my favourite job, the producing. The directing is my favourite job, but I probably, am not so good at that just because you need more experience, you know?
So you probably answered my next question, because it would be what is the biggest challenge? And your role was again?
Primarily art direction, but with indie production you do everything, so I'm a jack of all trades and a master of all.
and what would you say was the biggest challenge for you in putting together this film?
This was my first film, so everything was a challenge, and I was thrust into it, I was dragged into it kicking and screaming.
And how long have you been doing art direction?
A couple of years almost now, working with Alan on his next project now, discussing ideas and working through ideas as we go into the next project. So it's just been an ongoing process since I started on Butterfly Crush. And I'm just moving through, learning heaps as I go, and I've learned a lot here at the Indie Gathering, doing a lot of the different panel discussions and things like that to pick up as much as I can, and all that information helps with the, how you do your art direction, how you understand how the process is working.
Okay, and tell the listeners again, what was the award you won?
So it's the Best Feature Drama Award. I mentioned Stuart has a background as a visual artist too, so he's got a long background of working with art, which helps him in his art direction. Yeah.
And what do you think, if you can pick anything out, because I know a lot of times when you're putting together something creative, you don't know what you get until you got it, but yeah. What would, with your team, with the production of this, with putting this together, what do you think actually got it the best picture?
That's a very good question. I would like to think it's the writing. It certainly has got, you know, I'd like to think it was the writing direction. Yeah.
The film has unique qualities. It's reflective of Australasia, and we're filmmakers from New Zealand and Australasia. That brings different qualities, different, you know, areas of the world have, you know, different reference points for film. So from New Zealand, we've got a different, the point, the film looks distinctively New Zealand. It's got you know, it's set in Sydney, so you see the Opera House, you see those symbols of Sydney, and they're big in the film, so that's a point of difference that shows the film up.
Yeah, I think it's also the theme of the film that's connecting with American audiences. The story's about a couple of singer dancers, and one of them gets involved in a cult, and the cult's into virtual dreaming, computer controlled dreaming. And the other must save her from it. And I think that sort of theme of control and freedom, individual freedom, is something that American audiences seem to be relating to.
And you said that this was your first film you were involved in?
Yep. I've been involved for 30 years in art. I've been a ceramicist. I've worked in fine arts. I've worked in all sorts of different areas of art. So this is just a logical extension of working in the arts, working with film.
But you've written and produced and directed other films. Or you said this was your first time as director? Or
this is my first feature. It's first feature.
Feature as director.
First feature film.
How about a quick filmography?
A filmography.
Some of your highlights, Dave.
Well, I'm actually a writer and theatre director by background. So I've worked as a theatre director for many years and producer. And I've made one short film, and this is my first feature. So I've come to filmmaking in the last sort of 8 years.
That's good. That's amazing. One of the things I always like to ask the actors. Now, I'm a former musician, and you know, you go into a studio to record music with a much different mindset than you go onto a stage. Yeah. Same thing's true for the actors. Yeah. But I think unless a person's participated in something like that, they don't get it. Now, from a screenwriter, from a producer's point of view, from a director's point of view, what do you think is the difference between theater and film?
It's for the actor, it's quite different. I mean, for a director-producer, it's very different because you've got an audience right there. And that's the same with the actor. You're actually relating to an audience in live theatre, whereas in film, you're creating theatrical moments in isolation, and they're put together. So you have to act quite differently in a film. You can't be that large, dramatic, sort of reaching the audience thing. You have to pull it back, and you have to be small and clear and so on. And some actors can't do that. Some can. It's a matter of experience. So.
I interviewed an actor once. I don't know if you're familiar with the Cleveland Playhouse.
No, I'm not.
But he was cast in a film. The Cleveland Playhouse is one of the biggest venues in this area for theater.
Right.
And the director came to him, and he says, we're not going to be doing it as a film. We're going to be doing it as in theater. Yeah. And he's like, I've never done theater before. Where is it at? And then he told him, it's at the Cleveland Playhouse, you know, one of the largest theaters in this area.
Yeah.
He said he was going to wet himself.
Yeah.
He was so scared.
No, that's right.
The other thing I always like to ask, because we're internet-based, and I scare half the people to death when I ask them this way, and other people think it's cute, but my objective is to make people able to find you. Mm. So if people wanted to cyber-stalk you, so to speak, where would they find you on the internet?
So they can find us at artmedia.net.nz.
Why don't you spell it out for them?
Okay, it's artmedia.net.nz.
Any place else they would be able to find you?
Well, they could also find my writing at alanclay.com. My name's Alan Clay, and I have my books. I've published 4 books, and they're at alanclay.com. A-L-A-N-C-L-A-Y.
What kind of books have you published, and what are the titles?
3 novels, and I'm adapting those novels into films. So the film Butterfly Crush, which is screening here, is actually an adaptation of my novel Dance Sisters, which was published in the 90s. And my new film True Believers is based on my novel Believers in Love. You can get Dance Sisters and Believers in Love for 99 cents from the Kindle Amazon store. So check them out.
And how about you? Why don't you state your name again? Where can they find you on the internet?
StuartFulljames.co.nz. It's StuartFulljames.co.nz.
Okay, now this is another question I ask all the artists. We have this new thing called the internet. I mean, we were talking before the interview about how music technology's changed, how filming technology changed. But, you know, certain people in the industry say, oh, the internet's a haven for piracy, and it's a big negative thing, and it's going to kill the industry. And then there's other people who say, well, wait, it's a way for me to self-promote myself. It's a way for me to avoid obscurity. What's your opinion of it, and what do you think?
Well, I had a bit of a breakthrough a few years ago when My book, Believers in Love, was pirated in America here in print on demand. So print on demand is when a book is printed, one book is printed and sent to you when you want it. And so it's quite easy to pirate print on demand. And I found out on the net that they were selling it cheaper than wholesale, so clearly it was being pirated. And I'm kind of sweating, and I go down and talk to my son, who was 15 years old, and I say, they're pirating my book on the internet. And he said, oh, well done, Dad. Oh, fantastic. Oh, you really made it. After all these years, you know. And I had a bit of an epiphany at that point, because while you are losing some copyright in the internet process of people ripping it off, you're actually getting promotion. You're getting some awareness and visibility through that. So you do get a return. It's not actually a one-way street there. So I'm not too worried about that sort of stuff. Obviously, you know, you try and keep it off the download sites as much as you can, the films. But it's just a fact of life these days.
And Stuart, what's your take on it?
Oh, any publicity is good publicity. And that motto still carries on. We've got the internet now. It used to be with other mediums, but I think that motto will carry on for eternity.
Yeah.
And last but not least, I'd like to ask everybody that's involved with this. Obviously, you've had somewhat of a degree of success. You're here, you're producing, you're earning a living. Okay, if somebody wanted to be a screenwriter, a producer, a director, and they just decided to do it, or they're just trying to do it, what advice would you give them?
Keep doing it. I think particularly with the writing, writing is something you can do yourself. At home, anywhere, you know. And it's something that you have to keep working at, the writing. So I just encourage you, keep doing that. There are many people writing. You've got to then get out and sell it after that. That's a whole other exercise. Directing and producing, I mean, you just have to get into it and do it. You have to start with small things. You have to start doing it free and so on to get the experience. I advise people, get out and do it.
And, sir, how about you? What would your advice for somebody starting out in your profession?
I think with everything, just do it. Mm. You know, don't wait to be discovered. Don't wait for someone to find you. Don't think that once you've done a 6-year degree and finished your master's that you're going to flop out of university and get the dream job as the executive director of Warner's. It's never going to happen. Just keep working at it. It's a passion.
Okay, and another thing I ask in every interview, I'm a human being, I'm sleep deprived, I'm sitting here, I got a million things going through my mind. Is there anything you feel that I left out that you'd like to add?
No, I'm happy.
I share your sleep deprivation.
Thank you for your time, gentlemen. I appreciate the interview.
Thank you very much.
And I'll get it done as soon as I can.
I love this world.
Indie Nation listeners, you've been listening to a series of interviews from the 2011 Indie Gathering. You can find out more about this spectacular annual film festival at theindiegathering.com. Special thanks to Ray Such and Christina Michelle for putting together such a wonderful event. And if you're an actor, actress, producer, director, writer, or have anything remotely to do with film or theater, and you don't catch this event, well, I'll let Ray tell you what it's
about.
Whether
you're a producer, director, film scorer, actor, stunt people, writer, your life can change with just networking. If you're an actor and stunt person and you just go to auditions, you're going to be limited. It's like going to the lotto. You set your own world alive when you network.
Special thanks to Gavin Salkeld of SalkeldMusic.com for providing me with the background music for the intro and the outro. And again, you should check out this event, the Indie Gathering. You can find out more about the upcoming 2012, which will be the 16th annual, at theindiegathering.com. And if you don't decide to attend it and you're in film or theater, you're making a big mistake, and we're going to let the Russian fortune teller portrayed by Carissa Gay tell you what she sees for your future. Thank you for listening, downloading, and see you there next year.
I don't see a future. Nothing easier.
Lexi, come back here. I goofed. Yeah, well, how was he going to give the bigger ones to the next categories?
Oh, do you want the other
one? Give me that.
Hey! Indie Nation listeners, Lumpy is still at the Indie Nation, let's... Whoa, what did I do here? Where'd my game go? Yeah, it's always a plus if you talk into the microphone that you actually have on.
That's a wrap, folks. Thank you for all coming.
Indie Nation listeners, please help us. Literally, give Michelle a hand. Please go over to giveforward.com/givemichelleyahand for more information. Donate, paste the link, share the link, spread the word. Thank you.